This is the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast with Jenny Melrose, where I strategize with business owners on how to grow and scale their businesses to hit their income goals. This is episode 374 of the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast with Jenny Melrose. Today, we're going to be talking about crafting social media success with content pillars for social media. I'm going to give you very specific examples by platform as well as by niche market. So you're going to want to listen in. Now, if you are just catching this episode and you haven't listened in a couple of weeks, you're going to want to go back. I've been talking about content pillars like it's going out of style because it is going to help you with your content planning. It is going to give you a strategy for moving forward in 2024 and actually having a plan of attack when putting your content out there so that you can continue to grow your traffic, grow your followers, and sell your products and make more money this year. So if you haven't already listened to the rest of the episodes, go back, go jumping in and out of them. Please make sure that you do that. Also, if you are looking for more an individualized track, you're going to want to join my Insiders membership site. Inside the membership site, we are giving you weekly trainings just like this, but instead, we're doing it live via Zoom so you can ask your individual questions. And then I'm holding you accountable, like my former teacher self, to make sure that you get your homework done and actually implement it so that at the monthly group coaching call at the end of the month, I can have a check-in and see what you have implemented, and you can then continue to ask any questions that you may have along the implementation process that you've gone through. So if you're ready to take your blog, your business to the next level, you're going to want to join the Insiders group. You can just link, jump over, send me a DM on Instagram at Jenny_Mellers. Tell me you're looking for insider information and I will make sure to send that over to you. All right. So let's talk about crafting the social media success that you're looking for with these content pillars. We talked about already content pillars for social media back at the last couple episodes. I really gave you very specific examples by niche markets for the types of content that we're going to talk about. Now, today we're going to go deeper into the platforms, but I want to make sure we review quickly. So those content pillars for social media, the first one that we are talking about is inspirational. This is where you're inspiring someone with a story and then getting them to have a call to action. You're giving them to then take action to go to your blog post, buy your thing, do the things, right? But you're inspiring them with a story that you're telling them. The next content pillar for social media is going to be educational. And this is where you're teaching them something. You're showing them how they have this pain point and then how you can actually solve it. You give them a little bite of information and then give them the call to action that gives them the full process. Again, having them go through the blog post, having them go to a product or service that you offer. The third is entertaining or entertainment, where you are actually just trying to grab them in, but still give them information about that pain point that they have and having a call to action to the full thing. So this is where you're using maybe transitions or trying to talk about something that maybe that has gone viral, but applying it to your content. This is not where we let the wheels come off and just start talking about random stuff that doesn't make any sense for what we are trying to drive them to as far as our blog or our products and services that we offer. The fourth is going to be for advocacy. And again, we talked a little bit about this 2 weeks ago, where some of you may find that being an advocate for something naturally falls into what it is that you do. Maybe you are a homeschooling blogger that is working with a child that has autism. So something that you advocate for is autism. And with that, it makes it very natural. If you are someone that you haven't really talked about, maybe the fact that you have loss in your family and that's maybe what you're advocating for, this may not be a pillar of content that you can use. This is something that I honestly, as far as advocacy, because I haven't shared my belief necessarily on body image, but I can advocate for the fact that I think social media needs to be guarded from certain age of students until they're at a certain level because because I have talked about very specifically my thoughts and feelings on social media when it comes to my own daughters. So I can advocate for that if there were certain things that I wanted to talk about, maybe an app that guards it a little bit more or whatever it might be. So again, being able to figure out how that could work. And then the fifth and final content pillar for social media is going to be promotional. And again, this isn't just buy now, get my thing. This is hit on the pain points, talk about how this is connected to what you solve and the product that you offer, and then be able to send them to that. Okay, so that's the promotional. All right, so let's talk about specific examples of content pillars by platform. And of course, with some of these platforms, we are talking about that they have multiple features within the platform, right? So let's start with Instagram, because Instagram has multiple features within the platform. Instagram, it has reels, it has stories, it has a plain feed, and then of course it has a carousel post as well, okay? So when we were looking at this and we are looking at how we are going to use these, it is likely for Instagram that you would use entertainment, educational, inspirational for reels, right? That's the video content. That's where the transitions are going to be. It's going to be easiest to put the entertainment factor into a reel because it's video content. You can get transitions. You can have different sort of layers put into it. And it's what's going to connect and drive them to it almost immediately and pull them in. We all know that there are certain features within Instagram that bring in new people, and there are features that are meant to keep the people that you have there. Reels being one that keep new people potentially coming to you because it can go viral. So again, you're going to potentially use the tiers of inspirational, educational, and entertainment within Reels. Now, within your carousel, that's where you might talk about the advocacy. It may be easy to do the promotional. You can also do the other three that we just talked about, okay? Some of this is all gonna overlap. Then within Instagram, you have stories. This is where it's going to be really easy to be able to do the promotional. Many of you know that I talk about selling from your Instagram stories, giving them an opportunity to do a poll so that you can then DM them with a link because they have already raised their hand and said, yes, I want this. So that is where the promotional aspect maybe is going to have a higher conversion rate because you're getting into their DMs and able to have that conversation with them. So when you look at the different pieces of the platform, it's determining which content pillar could potentially work best, but always making sure for Instagram in particular, we're talking about right here, that you have a call to action. Okay, so now let's look at Facebook. Again, multiple features within Facebook. You can do a Facebook Live. You can do just a post to your page. You can go into groups. You can do actual Facebook Reels that are part of now Facebook. We are seeing some bloggers are having huge success with uploading and doing Reels just from Facebook rather than having it from Instagram and then pushing to Facebook. I will be honest with you. I do not watch Reels on Instagram. I think that the algorithm is crappy over there, but I love the Reels that I get shown in Facebook. And what I have had clients that are over there on Facebook using Reels seeing great success. So again, Reels is going to be very similar to what we just talked about with Instagram as far as the different types of content pillars you're going to use there. The post to your page and it just being a static post is going to be more of the potentially educational, the promotional, the inspirational of then having a call to action to go to the blog post or buy your thing, right? Within groups, you can have conversations, you can ask questions. It's not necessarily the content pillars that you're using within groups, but with a live aspect of Facebook, if you're using Facebook Lives, you can absolutely, especially it makes it easy to do the educational and then promotional. You teach them something on that live and then you tell them, hey, join my membership site that's going to actually walk you through being able to completely create this piece of art that we have just started. I taught you how to do the petals today. Well, if you join my membership site, I'm teaching you how to not only create the petals, but how to make it into mosaic to be able to put into your garden, whatever it might be, right? But that's how you're going to connect it, okay?
Hey there, guys. My name is Melanie from Mostly Under Control, and I am a member of Jenny's Influencer Entrepreneurs Insiders membership. I've been a part of it since 2017, and over these 6 years, I've taken full advantage of the weekly trainings that Jenny offers and the monthly group coaching. The group coaching is probably my favorite part of the membership. Jenny has taught me so many things for my business. She helped me niche down and write and teach about what I wanted so that I wouldn't burn out. In addition to what she teaches, the networking I've done with other members has been invaluable. I recommend her membership to all of my online business owner friends because it is worth every single penny.
Now, let's skip to Pinterest. Pinterest, we have our static posts. We also have our idea pins. Again, when you're looking at your idea pins, how can you take your content pillars? Your educational is going to be really easy for this. So you've got an idea pin, maybe for a food blogger, that's going to go from here's what your supplies that you need, the ingredients that you need. Here's what it's the next transition is going to be, showing it like step by step what happens to be able to make that recipe. And then you have the finished dish, being able to send them to be able to click through to go to get that recipe, right? Educational. It could also be the inspirational. You don't have to give step by step there. Inspirational, you could be using for that, maybe say a handmade ornament that you're going to show them the different kind of steps that are happening without telling them exactly what you're doing, obviously, but you're showing them how it can change over time. And then for full instructions on how to make this beautiful handmade ornament that you can pass down generation to generation, click through, right? So there's your idea pin. Your static Pinterest posts are going to be more of the being able to give them why they should be able to go to it, you making sure that you're using keywords. But the content pillar is normally going to be your educational, inspirational there. Potentially promotional, it could be as well. But again, you need to have that call to action to make sure they're going through. And then the final platform that we're going to talk about for social media is TikTok. We've kind of really talked about it already because, of course, Instagram Reels is more or less TikTok. You're going to be able to take from TikTok, you can use the aspect of the content as far as the transitions, the video, and that is again where you're going to be able to bring in that entertainment content pillar, as well as be able to potentially teach them something with the educational. You can also do promotional there, where you're going to tell a quick story and then be able to have a call to action to sign up, grab your list, get on your list, grab your thing, whatever it might be. So when it comes to TikTok as a platform, you can use all of these content pillars in order to drive your audience. The biggest thing that I want you to keep in mind is that no matter what content pillar you are using for social media and what platform you decide to use, the purpose of social media is to have a call to action. And for some of you, you may be thinking, oh no, it's just, I want to grow my followers. I need to grow my followers. I need to grow my followers. No. Your content, yes, it will grow your followers, but at the same time, there should be a purpose for why you're growing your followers. And that should be to have a call to action, to be able to go and read your content that you are creating. So if you are someone that is thinking, what the heck am I supposed to be posting on social media? Look at these five content pillars and see where you can create content potentially for each of them. Again, there may be something that may not work for you, potentially advocacy or even entertainment. I have a harder time getting up there and feeling like I'm supposed to be a comedian because that's just not my personality. But I can do the transitions and I can do it so that it can be entertaining and keep them engulfed in the information that I'm trying to provide them with. So look at those five pillars and see how what you teach can fall into that, or what you are the expert in can fall into each of those pillars. And then it can give you a plan for content for the platforms. All right, you guys. As you can see, each week we have gone deeper and deeper into content pillars. I've tried to give very specific examples. Now, the hard part is you can't ask me questions, obviously, listening to the podcast. Wouldn't that be fun, though, if you could? But you can inside Insiders membership site, where you can actually get on live with me via Zoom, where we are doing the weekly trainings and ask your questions. Plus, like I said, I hold you accountable. And we also have a monthly group coaching call where I can make sure that if you are trying to implement what we have taught over the course of the month, that if you have any questions, they get answered. But also, I make sure that you are actually doing it. Yes, it's like having that annoying third grade teacher that wanted you to do your reading homework and made you fill out your reading log. That is me. I'm to that to the T. So if you are looking for more for 2024 in your business and you really need someone to be there and teach you the things and give you a plan to move forward, then you're going to want to join the Insiders group. All right. You can send me a DM on Instagram @Jenny_Melrose and just tell me you want insiders information. We can get you in there. Otherwise, just click through on the blog post and it's going to be there for you. All right, guys, until next time, I will see you all then.